Uphole.
Maybe for Patreon episodes, we should be like, we should just go, we should keep in the part where we go, help hole, which is what we do in the main episodes too. And then we add in the real one later. But you guys get to really what? Know.
We do that? Oh, I thought you said that that was kept in. Because I don't listen to the main episodes. I don't listen to the edits. No. I thought you were telling me that our wonderful producer, Amanda, kept in whenever we go, help hole.
No. She does it. But we
stress me out.
When we're doing a transition and we know we want one, we go, help hole. And then she replaces that with the real one. But now on this, you get to just hear us do that, okay? Because this is Help Hole. You're listening to it. It's a podcast called Help Hole. And it is with me, Abby Wamba, and with you, Sophie.
Sophie Hagen. I think people, when they type Help Hole, they type help hole, because I've seen a few people write it and then they write H-O-O-O-L-E. And I think that's because in their heads they're going, help hole.
That's so sweet. Somebody said that they woke up with the song in their head and I was so excited. I love the song. Oh. I am singing the help hole part in that song. So it's when I go help hole, it must sound just exactly like our jingle, which is made by Nikki Elson, who's so funny. I'm going to send a newsletter out. By the time you hear this, you'll have gotten in your Patreon mailbox a link to a song that the guy who did our jingle made that I love so much. My family sings it, like remixes it. Like every day at breakfast, we sing this song. It's called Brush Your Teeth. And I hope you guys are listening to it by this point too. The reason we keep calling it Patreon is because finally my mom joined. She became a supporter of this podcast.
His mother. Susan? Susan.
Her name is Susan.
Yeah, welcome, Susan.
She joined Patreon under the name Mama Wamba, which is what my friends in high school used to call her. Pretty cool. Pretty cute. She is a producer officially of this podcast now because you joined the highest tier. Very cool mom. Very cool mom. Along with Lily, our other producer. We're obsessed with you guys. But my mom was like talking to me on the phone about this, trying to figure out how to do it on the phone. And she was like, how do I go? Where do I go to Patreon? How do I become a Patreon? And I was then I laughed so hard. She said, what? Isn't that, that's not how you say it. Tell me how you say it. Tell me how you say it. And I will never. And so we will always be saying Patreon on this podcast. It is the perfect way to say a fancy word.
Yeah, and it's stuck. I can't think of the right... I don't even remember what the right word is anymore.
There is Patreon. No right word anymore.
No.
Mom, you did it. You did it.
You did it. We are going to do like a questions and answers episode.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to give people advice. We were meant to do that on the main episodes, but books are long, so there was no room for it. And we wanted to chat for a while. I don't know if I ever mentioned my original dream, which was to take... Because there's a lot of podcasts are doing the questions and answers thing. But because they want these, like, am I the asshole Reddit stories, because they always go viral. You know, because then it's like, my boyfriend pissed in my coffee and didn't tell me. Is he the asshole? And then most of the videos, it's them going, oh my God. Like, I have an issue with that. But I wanted to take questions from other podcasts and answer them correctly, because I think so many people give very bad advice and I'm so annoyed with it. So I wanted to steal stuff from other episodes of other podcasts and correct them in their mistakes.
And I said, Sophie, don't be an asshole. I said, Sophie,
yes.
How are we going to have any friends if we do that? I said, Sophie, shut the fuck up. How do you actually know your advice is going to be any better? Because we are almost certain that often your advice is probably going to be different than my advice. And yeah, I am not an asshole. You...
That's also true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes identify as an asshole. And I don't think you should shame me for that.
No. Oh my gosh. We have been posting a few clips and we are getting shamed for the silliest things. Somebody got mad at me.
It's,
we posted a clip of Sophie saying that she doesn't like fruits because blueberries never taste the same. And I was like, in the clip, like, okay, Sophie, okay. And somebody was like, okay, Abby's just shaming Sophie for being
this ableist.
Yeah.
For because she judges people for having neurodiversity.
And then Sophie, we did one where there's like where Sophie's saying nobody could possibly like the taste of alcohol. And then all Sophie's feedback on that was like, okay, you think just because you don't like something, nobody in the world could like it? It's so
Old is this person? How old is this person? Has she ever heard of acquired taste? And oh my God, so many people, but mostly men in the comments are like, I love whiskey. I love whiskey.
I also
it
love
it. It burns my throat and I like it.
So
and
whenever like, they said that, I was like, I know. But then also my favorite one of those was the one that was like the comment that was, oh my gosh, imagine having to work with this person who can't even understand that people can like different things.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, even though you really don't, you really are not understanding the spirit of this clip, the spirit of this conversation, the spirit of this comedic take on no one can like alcohol and it's Stockholm syndrome to like it. I really appreciate you seeing me, seeing and understanding that Sophie Hagen is a miserable person to work with and I am a martyr.
Yeah. Do you feel seen?
Yeah, I just felt
people finally understand what you have to go through.
Yeah, and but that was the we got that comment before we got the comment that said I was a miserable person to work with because I didn't understand that you won't eat berries. So
yeah, because of my recently diagnosed by the internet autism that everyone has now told me I have. It's really impressive. You know, I've been in intense therapy twice a week for 5 years and these professional therapists have not picked up on it. So the fact that Instagram and TikTok can, that's brilliant.
Well, I think that
appreciate it
hasn't yet gone into the, oh man, I really wish it would be funnier if I could remember the word for the big book of diseases, like M95, whatever. What is it called?
Oh, DCMN?
Yeah. The
DCMN?
Yep. LMNOP.
Yeah.
It's just recently gone in as a symptom of autism if you don't like blueberries. That's a new
one. It is a thing. Like, it is normal within autism to not, like, to have this issue with, like, sensory issues and blah. Like, it does make sense. But there's a difference between saying, which most people were fine. Most people were like, I'm autistic and I also experienced this. Mm-hmm. And that is like, yay. Community, that's great.
Yeah.
But then people who were like, yeah, you're autistic. It's like, whoa, okay. Maybe we don't diagnose strangers over the internet.
Although,
really,
if you do get diagnosed, eventually will you come back and tell us? Because maybe these people were just like them. Maybe they were. Maybe like we have to bow down to them if it turns out to be true.
I mean, I share a lot of traits with people with autism. And I know
a lot of traits. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I started laughing like that because I thought you were going to say, I share a lot on the internet. And I was like, yes, you do.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, this
go ahead. You share a lot of traits.
The Venn diagram of CPTSD, OCD, and autism and ADHD, it's almost a full circle. So there's like very few things that autistic people have that I don't have. And there's very few things that I, as someone who has CPTSD, have that autistic people don't have. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like there's a very big circle in the middle of it. No, that's why there's so many misdiagnoses. Anyways, is that fun? My favorite comment was the man who said something like, but there's really no difference between accepting diversity in food and accepting diversity in people. So if you can't accept diversity in food, you can't accept diversity in people. So if I don't like blueberries, I am racist. It's essentially his point.
I will actually,
a wild take.
I'm going to correct you. He didn't say it's the same. He said it's just as important to accept.
Oh, that's even worse.
Diversity. That's even, yeah. It's just as important, Sophie, to accept diversity in food as it is to accept diversity in people. So if you don't like every blueberry in your tray, then you don't like people. then you're racist.
I don't want to do social media anymore. I just want people to discover this podcast by random. If they're in their podcast app and they are going through something and they just type in the word help and then we pop up and then they like the podcast. I'm fine with us staying on this level of being known.
Yeah.
If we never have to do social media again.
I think that's a really nice way for people to find us, is that they're just like typing, like they're just like pleading for aid, for assistance to yeah. their podcast app. And they're like, help. I love that.
They're like, hello. Oh. Help, help. Yeah.
It's really, really helpful if you guys tell people that they should listen to this podcast. That's the best Please. Way to do it.
Yeah. Because then we don't have to post videos on... I mean, it's just not... My Instagram game has not been good. I've chosen the wrong videos to post. I take full responsibility. I misunderstood everything about social media. And here we are. I'm going to try. And also, I haven't done... I mean, this is weird because by the time this comes out, this will be old. But I was meant to post the Sophie Hatkin... a video yesterday of me wearing a lot of different hats, and I haven't because, and you can't, people who are not watching this can't see it, so that's everyone but Abby. I was meant to get new internet yesterday because I am gleefully leaving Virgin Wi-Fi because it's the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life and it has given me an ulcer. But the new provider was like, I forgot my ladder, so I couldn't, so I can't install it, so you're gonna have to make another appointment within 2 to 3 weeks. So my bookcase is now behind me and like emptied out. So everything is a mess. I don't remember why I started saying that.
Oh, yeah. You usually have a bookcase. Why did I start saying that?
I do. Now I have a white wall.
Oh, you started saying it because that's why you didn't post Sophie Hatkin, where Sophie's going to wear a bunch
of hats. That's why I didn't post Sophie Hatkin.
Yeah. Although I will say, yesterday was my birthday. You didn't...
happy birthday! Thank you. I did so tell you. I did.
You did tell me happy birthday, but I thought Sophie Hatkin would be the perfect actual birthday present.
I know.
The release of Sophie Hatkin.
It's going to be delayed.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
Did you have a good birthday? How old are you now?
I'm 38.
Older.
I did a gig in Aalborg, which is like a four-hour train ride away from Copenhagen. And
you make that sound like it's a lot, like it takes 4 hours for me to get from this part of London into central London.
Well, that's, I'm sorry that it does, but Denmark is just a little thing.
It takes 40 minutes, but it feels longer.
Denmark's just a little thing, just a little place. It was nice because my friend Lara was there, Lara Rakote, she's a very funny comedian, and she was there doing that gig too. So we had a sleepover in an Aalborg hotel. And we had a really good hotel breakfast, and then we took a train back from the thing in the morning, and that was really nice because I was with my friend. We were talking about the show I'm gonna do, and that was really fun and exciting. But then I was the host of the show, and I'm gonna host these shows in Denmark for Live Nation with visiting Comedy Store comedians. For this year. So my part of my job, besides the comedy part, I got a little bonus job, and it was to carry the backdrop that says the Comedy Store on it that they hang at the thing. They just asked me, they're like, would you mind taking it up there and bringing it back? And it's just like in a tote bag. And I was like, sure, no problem. I brought it up there. I put it above me on the train. I wrote on my hand, don't forget the bag, it's above you on the train. Don't forget the bag, it's above you on the train. So then I got there, remembered the bag, put it back, so proud, felt great. Then yesterday, on my birthday, going back from the thing, forgot my bag above the train, forgot the backdrop. So I've been dealing, and you know how I realized I remembered it? I was talking to Lara in the airport, we were getting a coffee, I took her to the airport, and I was about to go home, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, they hire me to do this because I'm a fine comedian, but they probably really hire me because I'm just a nice person who is a fucking grown-up and is going to remember to bring the backdrop back. And then I looked down, and I was like, I fucking forgot the backdrop. I fucking left it on the train. I left the backdrop on the train. And then it was a downer. It was a downer. I was having a nice birthday. Yeah. Then I went, I just had to put it out of my mind because I like tried to see if the train, like lost and found, was open. I ran back to see if the train was there, not there. Also, the Live Nation gave me a birthday present. It was very nice. It was in that bag, too. So I was like, if they contact Live Nation, I'm going to look like a real idiot. And I, like, tried to figure it out. And then I couldn't. I couldn't figure it out then. So I just had to be like, this is for later. I can't do anything now. My friend is here. My friend is getting on a plane. I'm just going to have a nice time with my friend. I'm going to have the rest of my birthday. And then I'm going to have to fucking call like train station lost and found tomorrow. And then I did okay, but I really tried to practice self-compassion, Sophie.
Yeah, I thought I heard a bit of self-compassion in that.
Yeah, I really was like,
you were mindful, you were in the moment, you mm-hmm. forgave yourself. Everyone makes mistakes.
And I said it to my kid this morning. I said, because she's home for she's break, like she's the week off from school because it's midwinter break, because Danish schools, I mean, they just want to give you off for everything. It's so sweet, so nice, so great mm-hmm. for parents. That was a joke. She's off today, and I was, like, calling the thing. And I told her that I was trying not to beat myself up about it because I keep going, like, out loud, like, because I'm so stupid because I left the thing on the train. Oh, my gosh. And then I was saying how good at stuff I am, and I left the thing on the train. And I told her that the way that I have been – getting to try to be nicer to myself about it is that I am thinking about how I would hate if she talked to herself like that, or if I would never talk to her like that. And I was really surprised because she was like, her response to that was like, oh, it was so nice. Like, she was like, oh, that's aww. Nice. That, yeah, you should talk to yourself more like you talk to me.
Oh, that's a sign of good parenting. Right? That must be a green parenting flag.
I don't know. I thought it was just she's cool. I just thought I was like, that was nice.
That's...
Yeah. But thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't, don't you... How much credit do you take for your children's coolness?
I don't think... I think you can only take credit for like some aspects of it. Like, because what I really did not know before I had kids, because I really thought... I would have kids, they would come out, they would be like me, they would be like friendly, they would be like just like nice, funny, pretty easygoing. It's not how it goes. I mean, they're nice, they're funny and stuff, but like they come out with their own personality right away. They are their own people. And then the part you do have an impact on is how you like treat them the way that they are, and if you can fucking get your head around it and like get on board with whatever it's going to be like. But it's hard. I thought you would get to mold more, and it's not a lot of molding. It's a lot of, I think there's a metaphor about it that's like, some people try to parent like carpenters, but you have to parent like a gardener. Like, you can only, there's like seeds, you know, you can take care of what's there, and you can help it grow, and you can whatever, but you can't actually like chop it and build it into what is useful for you.
Okay. Okay. The garden I have where I live is completely like, it's tiled. There's no green. There's nothing green at all. And I was like, how? That's such a metaphor, isn't it?
Is that a garden then, or is that like a patio? Like, what? How is it a garden?
Isn't garden just outdoor space outside of your flat?
I mean, I guess you could. It could be. I
feel like a patio is. Isn't that a? I don't know.
But what do you mean? That's such a metaphor. How is that a metaphor?
I saw it as a metaphor for like for me and how it's like everything that is everything that is life has been stripped away and replaced by like empty cement. I was trying to make a connection in my head of like how I could make that into like a funny sentence, but it got pretty dark. You know, because you're so afraid of weeds that you just remove all of the green stuff so that you'll never have any weeds.
Oh, where it's wow. Like,
or maybe go to therapy so that you can encourage the nice green stuff to grow. I don't know.
Yeah, and then
I don't know what I'm saying.
And then in therapy, you're like, no, you're right. You're right to protect yourself from weeds. That was a thing that served you. However,
it served you well.
You can let it go. Not all green things are weeds. Oh, that's kind of nice.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. I feel like we should be giving some advice here. I feel like these are the kind of people are going to want advice from.
In a weird headspace today.
This is what you get on the bonus episode.
This is the bonus stuff. This is the bonus stuff.
This is gold.
Let's answer some questions because we're clearly capable.
Help hole. That was the beginning of one of our bonus episodes that are available in their entirety for our Patreons, which we pronounce that way because my mom is one and that's how she says it. You can join on patreon.com/helphole for as little as £3 a month. That's like $4 a month and like, I don't know how many kroner. But if you pay it, you get all these bonus episodes immediately and 2 more a month, and they're great. They're like an hour long. They're really silly and we have a lot of fun doing them. So you should go do it. I think you should. My mom did. Help hole.